Hello there, you awakening wonders. Thank you for joining me for Stay Free with Russell Brand, episode 101. We couldn't celebrate the 100th episode because it was a terrible national tragedy in your country, America. Today on show 101, we are celebrating having done this a century of times. If you're watching this on YouTube, the whole show will be available on Rumble. We're going to give you this first part for free to let you know what free speech sounds like, baby. But we can only give you an inkling. We can only give you a tickle. The full thing will be over exclusively on Rumble, and what a crescendo it promises to be. We're going to be talking to Chris Best, the co-founder of Substack, a online media organization that hosts many so-called journalists like Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, many friends of the show. I suppose we're going to talk to him about independent journalism and how, because of Substack, counter narratives that centralized authority would prefer to suppress get out there into the
version
world.
Written version of Rumble, in a way.
Written Rumble.
Written Rumble.
Nice. Rumble.
They write it.
That's what they do over there on Substack. So we're excited to talk to Chris Best about that. And I suppose the success of Substack demonstrates your appetite, your ongoing appetite for truth in a climate of fiction and falsehood. We do a deep dive into the TikTok hearing and ask, and indeed answer, because it's a rhetorical device, what exactly is this congressional hearing about when so many of the accusations leveled at TikTok could equally be leveled at US-based social media companies where there is obvious deep state infiltration. One of the things that Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss and Michael Schellenberger's revelations showed us. When we click over to being exclusively available on Rumble, we'll be talking about, you know, It's obvious, and frequently we cover this subject because it's still something that's censored because it's become a pivotal and revelatory cathartic moment. We're going to be talking about vaccine injury compensation cases in my country, the UK. We can't talk about it on YouTube, and I think we should be able to. It's been reported elsewhere in mainstream media. And what infuriates me about this... And I'm going to use the word infuriate. This is show 101. I'm off the hook.
Oh, wow.
That's right. If you're watching this on YouTube, get ready, because I'm really going to express myself. Like, this is what bothers me about that entire period of the pandemic, and in particular, the suggested medical solutions. We paid for the development of those products. You overpay to buy it from Big Pharma. Moderna currently charging a 4,000% increase, like a drug that they could sell for like $2.65, they're selling for hundreds of dollars. It's just ridiculous. And then when it all goes wrong and there are vaccine injuries, allegedly, still on YouTube, when it, like, you pay for the compensation. That's out of control. Let me know in the chat and the comments, particularly if you're a member of our locals community where you have the opportunity to directly communicate with us. We, on Stay Free, we're on there with you. So post us questions. The questions will get to me. You'll be able to talk to us directly. You'll see our little Stay Free avatar on there. We're chatting away to you on locals. Join us. Join us over there. Well, it's business as usual. It's as if Joe Biden don't know that we're celebrating show 101 because the adorable devil he is, he's dithering about the great vivified cadaver from place to place, all bewildered and delirious. And so are you at the point now of Joe Biden that even if you're appalled in particular by his recent sanctimonious grandstanding around Big Pharma, the new bill that doesn't do enough to cap Big Pharma prices is super diluted. We'll be talking about that in more depth over the course of the coming days. Even evoking the phantom of his father to say, you know, like, I know what it's like to worry about a family member getting cancer, when there is a piece of legislation already in place that would mean that they could prevent people profiting from cancer drugs by rescinding their patents and ensuring that there would be, well, actually capitalism, free market capitalism, and those drugs could be made at competitive prices. Socialism in development, capitalism in the profits, very, very interesting modality. Nevertheless, I, as a compassionate person on a path of individual awakening, on a journey like you, just a fallible, flawed person like you, not as bad as Gareth, worse than some people, adorable Dan on Dan Cam, he's a person that's on the path as well. On some level, I still feel sad about Joe Biden. It's gone beyond the just condemnation of him, you know, because I feel like it ain't right dragging him around like this anymore. Like, when you see him on some sort of like construction site.
Also, I think like we're aware of like what Biden used to be, whether you agreed with his politics or not, like the earlier versions of Biden in Congress, and he had such a kind of demeanor about him. It was actually pretty impressive.
I'd say he was like an erection with a comb over. Can I say that? Is that okay?
I guess.
An erection with a comb over.
Maybe.
That's when it was like, you see him in Congress, he was sort of like, he was like, Billy Big Bollocks, wasn't he? He was hot to trot though, wasn't he?
He was indeed.
Joe Biden?
Mm.
He had some oomph.
He certainly did.
I'll see where Hunter gets it from.
Guess what from?
He had some lead in his pencil.
Oh, I see.
Didn't he? Joe Biden.
There
back
he is.
In the day. Don't mind if I do. Anyway, listen, you can talk. You're the one that dreamt of Joe Biden, ain't you?
I did, yeah.
Tell us about... Martin Luther King had a dream. It was a dream that we'd all learn to get beyond our cultural differences and fight against centralized power, build a better world for the oppressed minorities, recognizing that ultimately we all have the same interest, to rise up and confront centralized authority. Gareth had a dream. It was that he was looking after Joe Biden in an old folks' home. Did you wash his bottom?
No, I didn't.
What happened
didn't
in the dream?
No, I don't think we're in old folks' home. I think because I saw this clip last night when we were Twitter scrolling, as we do around here, and I think it just got into my head. And then I had this dream where Joe Biden was a bit like his ear, and he was sat next to me, and
he
leant on me, and he put his head on my shoulder. Mm. And then I turned to my right, and Jill Biden was there.
Of course she's there. She's always in a 6-yard... It's like in London, you're never more than 6 yards... from a rat, you're never more than 6 yards from Jill Biden. Have a look around you now. She'll be there somewhere.
Anyway, like I just remember in my head thinking, surely I've got to say to Jill, it would be so bad if Joe ran again,
wouldn't it? Don't make
him run. And I never got to voice that to Jill. I don't know. I woke up before it happened.
Let us know what you think Gareth's unconscious mind is wrestling with in that dream. And also let us know if we should be getting one of those blue ticks on Twitter.
Maybe I am the personification of the Democrat Party.
You're its lost ideals.
They don't want him to run, but no one's going to tell him.
But I'm an emerging independent. Am I that? What unconscious forces?
Well, I didn't dream about you, so I don't know.
Why aren't I in the dream? What archetypal forces are being expressed through us? What diffuse, divergent, powerful energies are embodied temporarily in human form? These are all questions we'll answer over the course of the show, as well as shall we get blue ticks on Twitter?
Well, there's a poll.
Do you want to get a blue tick on Twitter? Is it worth it? £10 a month, is it? I don't know.
We'll let the public decide.
You decide. Let us know in the chat and the comments. Join us over on Rumble in a minute when we start talking about vaccine injuries. Before that, though, we've got a lot to talk about. We're talking about gangster globalism. How we've forgotten now that there's a lot of ongoing international racketeering happening, whether it's bloody the shakedown that TikTok are experiencing, because ultimately all the things that are coming up in the congressional hearing could be leveled at American social media organisations. It's racketeering, I tells you. Also, Matt Taibbi, he's going to be on the show soon. Matt Taibbi's like all of a sudden a subject to an IRS investigation.
Yeah.
It's just weird that these things are happening. It's gangster globalism.
It's got to be intimidation. It's not a coincidence, is it, that he goes to Congress and then on the same day, someone from the IRS turns up at his door and leaves a note on his door. That's apparently what happened. I mean, that is gangster, isn't it?
That's creepy. Mm. They could have put a poo through his letterbox.
Yes, they didn't do that. That's their version of it, the IRS.
The IRS, they don't. We don't do that. That's unhygienic and it's just not tax efficient. Mm. But what we do is a simple note on the door. Let's have a look at Joe Biden being gingerly read around a construction site with an ongoing commentary that's required to ensure he doesn't misplace a single tootsie and end up in one of Gareth's sweet little dreams. Check it out.
Heading down here?
Yes, sir. Down the ramp. And we have people lined up on the left over here. Some union leaders and workers.
Hey, guys.
Like the director's commentary of that visit.
Yeah. Also, like, we've got some people lined up here. He should be able to work that out, shouldn't he?
I think that guy's just gotten into the rhythm of explaining everything. Do you imagine that... I don't want to speculate as to Joe Biden's conjugal activities, presumably with Jill Biden, but do you reckon there's a running commentary there? Do you reckon there's ongoing? That's it, Joe. You're doing that's his private life.
Exactly.
We're not interested in people's private business, are we? Are we? But we don't gratify that. We're trying to elevate ourselves onto a higher plane. We're trying to find the divinity in all people, even corrupt people that are avatars of state corruption. Even them, we try to look upon with deep, deep love. Should we have a look at... No, let's see the rest of it, because I like this.
Ladies.
Thomas Beard on the chat saying Kama Sutra for the elderly.
Oh.
Saucy.
Your mark is going to be the blue one to the left.
How y'all doing?
He's not listening, is he? He's not listening to his instructions. He's just been told his mark's going to be the one on the left, and he's just gone into how you're all doing, hasn't he?
You've got a blue mark, and that's okay.
I'll stay in my blue mark, and then I'm going to say Lodi 20.
Yes, sir. I'm going to...
Joe Biden get a blue tick on Twitter? Will they buy one? It's become politicised.
I can imagine they will. I guess the thing with this is just that there's nothing actually extraordinary that occurs here. But I guess what's got to people is that this president who is in charge of essentially whether or not we go to World War III or not has to be guided around in this manner, told that your mark's there, told that some people are over there that you need to talk to. It seems too much manhandling for someone who's with that amount of power, I guess.
Kid gloving.
Right.
Stay free with Russell Brand. See it first on Rumble.
Illuminated soul, enjoying our content. Look at this, Einstein University, a drug company using lawless, unregulated... Oh, I mean, the comments are coming thick and fast. I want to focus on the people analysing Gareth's dreams, like Tamara Spencer. Gareth's dream could be expressing his feelings about Biden running again, and that no one seems interested in talking about if that's what's best for him. At his age, I'd want to be enjoying my retirement. Also, Gareth might fancy Joe Biden. Is that what it is?
You added that bit, didn't you?
How do you even know, and can you prove it, more importantly? What are you going to do, haul me up before a congressional hearing?
I just might.
Get Rand Paul to question me, like look at me over his glasses, like that. Mm. Is that what you're going to do?
I'm going to get that Debbie Wasserman Smith. You won't get a word in edgeways.
That's my time.
For a change.
This is my... Let's get Debbie Wasserman Smith.
Schultz
Smith. Mm. She'd be really annoyed that you didn't remember her name, I'll tell you.
Oh, gosh, she would.
I've been asking you as well whether or not you thought I should get a blue tick, you know, on Twitter. Yes, is the answer. It's a plenty, all right, we'll get one then. Democracy, it's as simple as that. You tell us what to do and we do it, whether we agree with you or not, because we trust your judgment. We'll persuade you as best we can, but then we'll hand over to democracy, trusting independent journalism, free and independent voices to guide us. How excited we are. On that basis, to be talking right now to Chris Best, the CEO and co-founder of Substack. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
Thank you for having me.
Are you at Substack now?
Yes.
It's a place.
It's a place. It's a building. It's in San Francisco. It's a rainy day.
You're doing well, aren't you, over at old Substack? And I've got a few questions that these have been sent to me by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. How much money have you got now compared to when you were a little boy? You're rich, ain't you? How many people are using Substack, whatever the hell that is? What did you think about that congressional hearing, Chris?
The TikTok one or the one where they were asking Matt Taibbi about what Substack is? They were both quite funny.
Matt Taibbi first, but you can do whatever you want while you're here.
We love the one where they were asking, is it a website? Is it a Substack? What is that thing? We had a good laugh about that.
It's all right, wasn't it?
So the very fact that they don't know, I mean, that is very telling, isn't it? They're doing a hearing, a congressional hearing. They don't know what Substack is.
We're talking to Matt. He's coming on tomorrow. And I know that what he feels is like that the whole tone of it was like really aggressive and condemnatory. It wasn't an investigation. Like they were smearing him and slandering him live. It was appalling, really. I suppose that Substack is to a degree about protecting independent voices. You've got Taibbi on there, Seymour Hersh, the Pulitzer Prize winner, Alex Berenson. What stories are you most proud of? Some of the Twitter file stuff that actually Matt Taibbi shouldn't have put on there. You got in trouble for that, didn't
he? That was Berenson.
Was that Berenson? Berenson! Or the Nord Stream pipeline story that old Seymour Hersh, who loves us, he uses our content, Seymour Hersh does. He came on here, he loves he wants some of our videos, didn't he, Gal? Didn't he?
He did. He liked the Condoleezza Rice video.
He sat there like the dad in Frasier, having it like sort of going, "Hey, you, what you wearing that hat for, you son of a bitch?" And then by the end of it, he loved us. So tell us what stuff you're most proud of, Chris.
I'm proud of the work that people get to do on the platform. We don't get to take any credit for it, right? We don't get to take the credit for Seymour Hersh breaking world-changing stories. We don't get to take the credit for Barry Weiss building a new media institution in the free press. She's covering everything from J.K. Rowling to, she did an interview with Benjamin Netanyahu. It's just crazy sort of world-changing stuff. And it's very diverse, right? You get Matt Iglesias, who writes Slow Boring, who's sort of like center-left establishment on the spectrum. Like, you know, he's exactly in the mainstream politically, but he's challenging the orthodoxies. He's coming out early against defund the police, all this stuff. You get people saying what they believe on Substack, and I think that matters.
I suppose, yeah, we've often said that one of the indicators of the kind of cultural shifts we've experienced is that journalists like Chris Hedges used to be at the New York Times and indeed Seymour Hersh, and now they are migrating to these kind of spaces as centralized authoritarian institutions increasingly censor and smear dissenting voices. I suppose organizations like ours, Rumble, and like yours, Substack, are going to, we're going to have to form alliances of some kind, aren't we?
I think this is the right answer. I mean, you talk a lot about the government stepping in and regulating everyone. I say build something better. That's what we can do.
Build something better. It's a bit like Build Back Better. It's a bit like Bilderberg Group. It's a bit like Build a Bear, but it's actually cool. Build something better. Yeah, a lot of people, in fact, Daniel Pinchbeck, who writes on Substack, he always cites, I think it's like Buckminster Fuller, who said, like, you shouldn't compete with the atrophying institutions. Simply build new systems and people will migrate organically to them, as is hopefully happening, although sort of centralized authority will continually condemn. Then that's what tends to happen, is it, Gareth?
Yeah, I guess it is. I mean, I just had a quick thought when you were talking about that.
What was it about Joe Biden kissing him?
It wasn't
him
that.
Wearing a baby's bonnet and sitting on your lap. Gareth's been dreaming about Joe Biden, but he's also a journalist and he's got some questions.
Well, no, I wouldn't claim to be at all. But I was just wondering, like, do those hearings make you in any way worry about the power of, well, those hearings and Congress and government in its ability to potentially censor Substack, in its potential to make a difference to your business platform and all of that? Does it worry you in any way?
This is my favorite joke about that, them not knowing Substack on Twitter. Somebody said, just give them 2 years and they'll be trying to ban it. And I think that's true. I mean, I think you get these moral panics where people freak out about whatever the cause du jour is. And the answer is always the same. The answer is always, we need more power. We need to, you know, have the right to regulate and control these things. And I think we have to have a robust idea of free speech and a free press as like a default norm to protect against that.
What kind of regulation do you have that would be considered sensible for even like, you know, Rumble? They do have like guidelines. Don't be racist. Don't commit crime. No hate speech. Don't be anti-Semitic, which is just a form of racism. You know, like there is regulation. This is a free speech platform. And we use that free speech, of course, to attack centralized authority and to provide counter narratives where necessary. Support great journalism for many of the people that are on your platform. What kind of things, what kind of guidelines do you have? So people know that Substack's not just some sort of Wild West gangnam lunatic hole.
Wild West gangland lunatic hole. We should make that our new tagline. We have rules too. We have a content policy. We don't allow spam. We don't allow porn. We don't allow illegal things. But I think the central ethos of Substack is that the writers and the readers need to be in charge. You're deciding who you want to follow. You're deciding who you want to trust. People should choose their own heroes. And we trust people to make those decisions. We think people should make those decisions by their own lights. And if they make them as their best selves, then we're happy.
Hey, you know those trusted flaggers? Matt Taibbi's talking about them. Trusted flaggers, do you know about them? They're going to be trusted to flag stuff. Don't be alarmed by trusted flaggers. They're trusted, after all. But I think that these trusted...
Right in the name.
Yeah, that's right. They're only flagging things. It's not like some untrusted flagger. God knows where they'd stick that flagpole. I suppose that ultimately that's the kind of creep that might lead to regulation and censorship of platforms like ours, because we've actually saw an article about how the EU do have plans to regulate online spaces like Rumble, and I imagine that will ultimately affect Substack. So I guess we're going to need to form alliances, aren't we, to fight against trusted flaggers?
Yeah, I think it's not a new thing. I mean, this has always been, you know, the idea of a free press, free speech has always been under assault. Each new generation gets to fight this battle again, learn it the hard way. It's our time. You know, it's exciting.
Thank you, Chris Best, for joining us on the show. Chris Best is the CEO of Substack. You can go to Substack whenever you want. Unless you're a Congress person carrying out an investigation, you probably know that already. Chris, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely to meet you. You look right handsome. Hey, we've got Matt Taibbi coming up on the show tomorrow. He gets called a journalist in some spaces, but he's a tax criminal and a pervert.
He didn't know how to respond to you calling him handsome.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I say that to people. Like, throw him off guard right at the end of a chat. What's wrong with that, to tell people they're handsome?
I think it's fine, but he had no comeback for that.
That was it. He doesn't need to come back.
Embarrassed, poor Chris.
I didn't. It's not like I went, Chris. Chris Best, best in show. Chris Best, kissy kissy. I'd like to stack you on my sub, you son of a gun.
Right. Well, you just have done that. So.
That was hypothetical. Wasn't it?
No, it certainly was.
It wasn't a real thing that actually happened.
You wouldn't
reality.
Write that on Substack, would you?
Would I? No, I'll join Substack right now. I have my own account and I'll use it simply to write fan fiction about Chris Best. Chris and I were meeting at the office in front of that plant, that beautifully kept money plant in the background. How are we going to water it today, Chris Best?
Oh, my word.
What's wrong with that? That's just the man expressing himself. Mm. That's one of the lines in the story, actually. Hey, Matt. Oh, he's still there.
Amazing.
Sorry about that, Chris. We got carried away. I don't know if you know this about me. I'm quite seriously mentally ill and have managed to turn my mental illness into a type of job. Luckily, occasionally, I channel some home truths to those in power, don't I?
Certainly do.
It's good. But often, though, I also channel untrue, mad things at Chris Best, an innocent guest. Chris Best, he's just an innocent guest. I got a few things to get off of my chest, but Chris Best, I've been blessed with a stack and it's under the water, a submarine, smarter than it ought to be, oh baby, staring at me through those porthole eyes. Look at those octopi, look at those squid. I'll join you for a couple of quid on Substack. It's unregulated. Substack, it's fan generated. If you don't subscribe, how can you complain? I don't prescribe anything for pain. I just face that pain with meditation. We're gonna create a brand new nation, a glorious flag, not from blaggers, but from the only truly trusted flaggers. Oh yeah, this is show 101. 101 in the mind of Orwell was your worst fears. The worst fear that any of us should have is tyranny, endless surveillance, lack of true freedom. But together, we can fight it, baby. We've been fighting it for 100 shows now, and we're going to keep fighting it. We will fight till they nail that fucking lid down on me, baby. Have a look at those 100 shows. Actually, you can see that I'm mentally ill.
just from the number short of changes. Sequence, right.
Yeah, we really worked hard on the set, haven't we? Mm.
Oh, the set's surely it's best.
It's
at this
good
point.
Now. Do you like the set best? Yeah, tell us in the chat. Do you like it?
Let's not change the colour again.
I can't go through with it. It's too much pressure.
It is,
to
isn't
do
it?
More
new signs.
Changes.
No.
Yeah, a lot of us liked it when James O'Keefe came on. Did you know that?
And is that why saying, you just burst out into song to
what?
Challenge old O'Keefe?
Oh, that's
was that what it was?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Ever since he came in Project Veritas, James O'Keefe.
Yeah.
I've been thinking, if he can be in a musical, why can't I? I want to thank some of the regulars over here. Ashella, Alex Overton, Human Fly, Dear Sensitive Heart 25, all of these people that support us. Bonnie Boo. Bonnie Boo, I said, I can't believe how good looking they are. I don't know yet if she means me and you or Joe and Jill Biden. It could be either. Primal Collins says he prefers the blue. Peace, love, light. Wowee, simply.
Has no one commented at all on what just happened before we did that VT then?
Encore, $2 tip from Toka Pro.
There we go.
It's been a great show, says Superfly. Yeah, let's make him sing the clap, says Ellen Sophia. Jesus, Harold Christ, that was amazing, says CRC80. Yeah, and then other people are clapping at that. I think someone says, hey, Einstein Universe, poor Katie, lol. I think she might mean Katy Perry. But, like, she's surely fully recovered. Ah, CRA, you're a genius. That's good. We need a brand new society nation. Yeah, bravo. Oh, no, people, I'll get back to that bit now. They're happy about that.
Good.
They're happy that happened, aren't
happy.
They?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they must be, right?
Why not? Because that's good to be able to do that.
No, I think it's very skillful. I just...
It's not bad
no,
to be
I
able
was,
to do that.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
But it's a type of illness?
Yes.
What type?
Well, you know, mental. The mental type. Yeah.
Manic depression? Don't know. We'll work it out, won't we? But I won't take tablets for it, girl. I won't.
You...
I won't have my light dimmed by the pharmaceutical industry.
No, God, no.
Not again.
Not them.
No, thank you.
No.
We do not trust them. Hey, listen, if you want to join the locals community and be able to comment directly on the sort of things that go on this show, if you want to come and join us when we do live recordings, see people like Graham Hancock and Vandana Shiva in live conversation, if you want to come and see our community event, we give away free tickets to join us at Community in the middle of July. We'll post all of this information in the chat. Team Stay Free, that's us in the chat. That's us. I think it's Lara that's run of it, one of the people that works here. You can just chat to them. If you want meditations, for me to do a guided meditation for you, unbelievably, they're quite good. I did one the other week with a woman who was bereaved. Well, she was by the time I've finished with her. No, I mean, like, she was suffering from a bereavement.
Sure.
She'd lost her husband. She was called Judy. She lived in Denmark. Her husband, Paul, sadly died. She needed a guided meditation. I'm here to help people with their spiritual development.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I know. You didn't do the song then, did you?
Yeah, she said it was inappropriate.
Right, yeah.
She said I ruined her evening with what she called claptrap. Claptrap, time wasting.
Rhyming claptrap.
Rhyming claptrap. Come over here, Dan, and do some different shots. Wander about a bit, express yourself. Look at we've got a new camera in here now. It's operated by Dan Cam. Look at that bloody hell. Look at the freedom. Look at me. Hey, how's it going? All right, that's show 101, nearly done.
And the most bizarre show yet, I would offer.
What do you think it is?
I reckon it's up
What's
there.
What's so bizarre about
it? It's up there.
That bit of where I spoke to Substack.
Little bit.
I thought I was nice to Substack.
Oh, you were nice.
Do you think I was nice to Substack?
Couple of questions, give them a compliment, do a weird song, end of show.
What do people want for their subscription fee? Hey? Hey, so I suppose what's happening now? Go and talk to Matt Taibbi tomorrow. Talk to Callie Means the next day.
Yep.
Go to 12-step meetings.
Yes.
Deal with things. Just deal with reality, I suppose.
Good.
Go home. All right, then.
Yep.
Should we wrap up the show?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying yourself? This person, Thomas Beard, just says Dalmatians. There's no context
101,
for that.
101.
Oh, 101. Oh, Dalmatians. Thanks. I just thought he was saying it.
Well, He's free to say it if he wants.
That's what Rumble's about.
That's what we're about.
Freedom of speech. You want to say Dalmatians out of context? Yeah, Thursday, Matt Taibbi. Free Matt Taibbi. Although he's already free in a way. Why do people keep asking for Liam and Noel Gallagher? Well, I'm not... Like, imagine the commission on that reunion getting Oasis back together. Be good, wouldn't it? So why have I got to do it? And can I do it? Although I did think that I could achieve a Middle East peace deal
at one
if
point.
I was trusted to.
Yeah, so it's just written 101 Dalmatians on the screen.
I really feel like you know when dreams and reality all merge into one thing? That's happening to me now.
I think
like,
this
Dalmatians, 101 Dalmatians. You
this might be still part of my Joe Biden dream. All of this.
If in a dream, and I ask you this at home as well, if in the middle of a dream you were running away from, I don't know, 101 Dalmatians, say, and someone came up to you in the dream, not Cruella de Vil, you're not going to trust her after what she's done. Someone came up to you and went, stop running, it's just a dream. You in the dream would be unable to respond to that, you know, because it becomes an immersive and total reality, even though it's entirely within your own consciousness. Some people believe that that's what we're experiencing now. And in fact, when you think about it, it's more unlikely that this is the deepest and ultimate level of reality. That would be ridiculous. We know already there are things called dreams and then things called reality. The idea that this is the apex and nadir of reality simultaneously is ludicrous. It's plain that there are other dimensions of reality. It's plain that we access them through things like love, solidarity, kindness, these emotions that are difficult to discern and understand. So
we're not doing a chat about
why not
alternate realities.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Oh, yeah, it's sad news about Paul O'Grady, Primal Colin. He's a British entertainer in drag. He played Lily Savage. He was pretty funny. I went on that show a couple of times. He was a pretty beautiful person. It's a shame that he's died. He was a pretty beautiful guy.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, he was funny. Yeah, he was well funny.
Really was.
Scouser and that. Yeah, let's remember him with love for a moment. All right, so should we wrap up the show then?
Let's do that.
Thanks for joining us for our 101st show that appropriately had a beautiful sprinkling of insanity throughout it. But remember, we spoke about independent journalism. We talked about government corruption. We talked about propaganda. These are the themes and ideas that define Stay Free, a belief that individually there is a greatness and a glory within us, that if we access the deeply personal, we will find the universal, that from this deep resource within us all, we can form new systems. Perhaps it's true that we should just create our own institutions, our own democracies. Perhaps we should, as one, reject the systems of the state, reject the systems of corporatism, and form new nations now, new democracies, new alliances, accepting, tolerant, loving, yet defiant against corruption. That's just one of the things I've learned over the last 100 episodes. Thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us. Do join us on this great voyage towards truth and freedom. Join us tomorrow when it's show 102. We can't keep celebrating all of them, can we? So there ain't 102 Dalmatians, are there?
No.
Are there?
No, there aren't.
I don't think so. If there's no film about them. All right, join us tomorrow. Not for more of the same, but for more of the different. Until then, stay free. Many switch in, switch on, switch off, switch on. Many switch in, switch on, switch off, switch on. Many switch in, switch on, switch off, switch on. Many switch in, switch on, switch off.